Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you today?
Really well, Gwyneth. So, what is on the blackboard for today? I know you left a message, a detailed message. Did you want to get into that right away?
Okay. I would like to start out with the hunger stones. And they are stones that are found in the beds of rivers in Europe and the Middle East. And when these stones appear, because the river level dropped, over the centuries and over the millennia, people have made inscriptions on these stones. And when they begin to reappear, you know you're in trouble when you can see these stones in the riverbed. I would like to talk about that, first of all. And then if you could remind me of what I said on your answering machine, because I know I left a detailed message. But it's just after midnight, and what it's about has just slipped my memory for a moment.
Okay, so Gwyneth, about the hunger stones, class, what Gwyneth is describing is along the edge of the river, right on the bank, as the water level drops, there are markers that people have inscribed over hundreds, if not thousands, of years. And they have inscriptions on them that are warnings. Like, when the water, if you can see this, okay, so normally these, for most of our lives, if not all of our lives, these stones, large stones with inscriptions, have been submerged, so you can't see them. But as the water level keeps dropping, like Lake Mead, you know, where they're finding cars and boats and bodies and barrels with people, you know, thrown overboard in barrels in Lake Mead, well, they're finding these stones in Europe and in the Middle East. And they have inscriptions that are dire warnings, like, if you can read this, weep, W-E-E-P. Is that what you're talking about, Gwyneth?
Yes. And another stone that has reappeared has said, we cry, we do cry, you will cry. And these are the sorts of, and they generally have a date written on them as well. And this tradition goes back thousands of years. Most of the ones in Europe after about the year 1000 AD, but it comes from an ancient Middle Eastern tradition, and the Tigris and the Euphrates rivers and also the Nile are all in the process of drying up as well. So we're getting stones from those countries talking about the things that were happening there at the time. And they tend to be a lot more detailed. And they're talking about one of the inscriptions. I know I wrote something to you. I went back and I had another look at what it said. and it said, children turn against their parents. People are always making war with each other. Everybody wants to write a book. And this was, and people not going into the fields, not working in their fields because there's no rain. And these are the sorts of things that people were writing on the stones in the Middle East. And it's really, really very sad. You know, when these rivers have not been at these low levels, some of them for thousands of years, some of them have never been as low as they are. And there's a Bible prophecy that says that when the Euphrates River dries up, that it will dry up to make a way for the king of the east to come and make war. And that is actually prophesied in the Bible, that at the end of the days, the angel will pour out his bowl on the river Euphrates. The river Euphrates will dry up, and it will dry up specifically so that the king of the east, whether that would be China, can come and make war and march the army across that river. And I don't think the Euphrates has ever dried up, but it's pretty well dried up now. And that's a very, very ominous sign indeed. You know, I don't know if it... I think that the Apostle John saw that, and it must have blown his mind, because the Euphrates was quite a river. And the Nile's drying up too. There's a Bible prophecy about the Nile driving up and that being a sign of the apocalypse. And I'm just getting chills telling everybody about this, Vincent. This is mind blowing of what's happening. You know, and the specificness of it. But the Rhine is drying up. And I was watching a documentary a little while ago. And then this documentary was made maybe 20, 25 or 30 years ago or something. I can't remember exactly when it was made, but it was, you know, I would say around about the year 2000, around about, you know, give or take. And they were talking about in Europe, in the past, there had been a massive collapse of the ancient Celtic civilization, and they couldn't work out what had caused it, but it happened about, a few hundred years, about 2,000 years ago, there was a massive collapse of the European Celtic civilization that was there, and they never built cities, and they never had an empire. But they certainly they had a very advanced culture. They had goldsmithing, silversmithing. They buried their dead with wagons of wine. You know, they called them craters of wine, and they would weigh they would measure 250 gallons, and just the most ornate art, jewelry, and all the rest of it, and you know, precious stones and everything. The civilization just vanished within, you know, a very, very short period of time. And there was one tomb that they found, and it was almost completely intact, and it had a princess in this tomb. And they couldn't figure out why everything fell apart just after this princess died, and they worked, and she was buried on a hill fort that was right next to the Rhine River. And they figured out that at that time the Rhine River was acting as a trade route between Central and Eastern Europe, where the Celts were living, and Greece. And that they were doing trade up and down this river, and there was a bit of a land bridge, you know, that you had to cross over. But you could basically get all through Europe through going through the river systems, and this hill fort was on a key place between these river systems. And you can't help but imagine that perhaps it was one of these massive famines that accompanied the drying up of the rivers, and the reason why this princess died, because she died relatively young. She was never well, but she died relatively young. And that the reason why the civilization collapsed and they all felt the need to abandon that settlement was because the river dried up. You know, and that was it was monumentally catastrophic for this local civilization. Yeah, they all went away. And around about that time, Rome was invaded as well. It's pretty easy to connect those dots, but the Celts ran out of resources in their own part of the world, and they felt the need to head for Rome to see if the Romans had anything that they could take advantage of, that they could loot and pillage, basically. So I think that we're headed for those sorts of times. And they were desperate times back then. And we've had it so good for so long, I think that we've forgotten that times really, truly can get desperate. And desperate people will do desperate things. Does that make sense, Vincent?
I'm seeing it right here. You know, I don't understand. I really don't understand. There are podcasts, there are YouTube videos, and people say things. They say them after we say them, you know, weeks after, and they get, you know, lots of views. I mean, an enormous amount of views. And these are people who are not on the front lines. They're people who read. They do some research and they get in front of a camera and they read and they say what we say, except they say it way after we say it, and they're not experts. And I would consider the faculty of USA Prepares expert. Bert Bertonis is a patent holder. He's a designer. He designs radio frequency circuits. That's what he does. He's an expert. We've got Kathy in Ohio, who is an expert at domestic engineering. Sharon in Montana, an expert in domestic engineering. We've got Rich Sheban, who is an expert in the pharmacological industry and an expert in hunting, fishing, canning, trapping, all those things, and the off-grid lifestyle, an expert. We have Dr. Norman Shealy, who's an expert, who is a patent holder with 15 patents. We have, he's written about 40 books. 40. Show me someone who's written 40 books. He's Surgeon of the Year. He's an expert. We have Gwyneth Isaacs, who is a degreed environmental scientist. She's written at least 3 books.
Four books.
Yeah, 4 books.
Just published my 4th one.
We've got Greg, yep, who is an expert in water distillation systems. And we've got me, a jack of a few trades. You know, I used to race cars, build race engines. I've designed a whole bunch of things. I'm a farmer. I used to design computer systems for the federal government, the state government, the local governments. I learned how to teach school. Well, I've got some comments about this. So you have some experts here.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, we've got Rich, who is an author as well, about moving from New York City to off-grid living. We've got Kyle, who is a shop foreman. He is a journeyman electrician, a commercial electrician. He is a heavy equipment operator. He's a mechanic, you know, among many other things. And we have Captain John Reagan, who worked on the nuclear planning system, U.S. Air Force Reserves captain. So we have a lot of experts here at USA Prepares. That's just the tip of the iceberg. We've got Dane Wigington. You all know who he is. Geoengineeringwatch.org. So we have a lot of expert talent here at in the faculty of USA Prepares. In that line of thinking, I'd like to share with you something that I have hands-on experience with. I'm at ground zero of this. I'm talking about raising cows. And just about everybody eats beef. Just about. And I mentioned that hay is in really short supply. I've talked about how difficult it is for farmers to survive. I mentioned that we have top quality cows. And we can get $1.60 to $1.80 per pound for a nice, young 400-pound calf. We're usually at the top of that market. So if the range is $1.60 to $1.80, our cows will sell at the $1.80 or very close to it. That's $1.80 per pound. the stuff that you might pay $22 a pound for in the supermarket or $40 a pound for at a restaurant. A 400-pound young steer. Well, that was about a week ago. Now, I called, and I have to apologize because I gave you some bad information. I said that cows were selling 400-pound range, $1.60 to $1.80 a pound at market. That was a couple days ago. Well, today, it's $2.20 a pound for a young 400-pound steer. It's up 25% in a week. So when you hear inflations by Washington, D.C., that, you know, zero inflation, that's the newest Joe number, zero inflation. He's lost his mind. I mentioned that lean cows. Now, lean cows are cows that farmers can't feed. They don't have enough grass. They don't have any hay. They don't have enough water. The cows are lean and they're hungry. They've lost weight. Their ribs are showing. I said that lean cows sell for 60 cents a pound. 60 cents. That's a third of the $1.80. That's not right. I gave you some incorrect information. It's 50 cents a pound. It's lost 15% in 2 days. Now, when I said it was 60 cents, it was 60 cents. I'm just kind of making a point here. It went from 60 cents a pound, which is unsustainable, to 50 cents a pound. That's yesterday and today's number. Let me give you some more numbers. And this is, I'm just trying to put an exclamation point on what's happening. I said that you're going to see the price of beef fall very soon. I said that a couple months ago. Well, here it is. It's falling. And you're seeing it at the supermarket. You're seeing the price of beef, and prices are sticky downward. Price, that's an economic term. Prices are sticky downward. That means they don't like to go down. They kind of stick on the way down. They go up easily. They go up smoothly, but sticky down. All right. So here's some numbers. So let's say hay, which used to be $30 to $35 a bale, and let's say a bale is around, I'm going to say 900 pounds. Typically it's around 1,000, but for radio arithmetic, I'll say 900 pounds. So a bale of hay used to be $70, 70. Today, it's it used to be $30 to $35. Now for lousy, second-rate, poor quality, barely edible hay, it's $70. Top quality is $150 for the same bale. It used to be $30 to $35. So for our arithmetic, we're going to assume $100. We'll be right back.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is expected to announce a student loan forgiveness program Wednesday. President Trump's financial guru, Steve Moore, on Newsmax last night.
Well, I mean, this actually is the nail in the coffers of the student loan program. We're going to tell people, well, you don't have to pay back your loans, but the people in the future have to pay back their loans.
Some primary results from Tuesday's elections. In New York, Democrat Representative Jerry Nadler soundly defeated Representative Carolyn Maloney. The two Democrats had to fight each other as New York lost a congressional seat due to people moving out of the state. In Florida, Democrat Val Demings strongly defeated all challengers and will have the opportunity to take on Republican Senator Marco Rubio in November.
With your help, I will be elected.
With strong help from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Sarasota County School Board shifted from liberal to conservative on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
In the middle of a recession, President Biden continues to spend money like he can print it. Another $3 billion in aid to Ukraine is scheduled to be announced sometime today. Japan is entering a new phase in its nuclear energy strategy Wednesday, with Prime Minister Kishida set to order the development and construction of next-generation nuclear power plants. President Biden is mulling the idea of student loan forgiveness. That statement is as honest as Inflation Reduction Act, as the loan doesn't go away, just who pays for it. And that person is listening to a newscast right now, along with their fellow Americans. Back when the American economy was very strong under President Trump, his economist Stephen Moore tells Newsmax the Biden administration's outrageous proposal of eliminating $10,000 in student debt for borrowers making less than $125,000 a year has no long-term merit.
It's really quite an outrage. It's such an injustice, actually, to the people who did pay back their loans and, you know, did the right thing. What a horrible example the United States government is setting by telling people they can be deadbeats and not pay back their loans. I mean, really, it's quite outrageous, I think. And for people who did pay their loans, they're the suckers here because the government would have forgiven you your loan. And how many people do you think will ever repay a loan, a student loan at this point? I mean, this actually is the nail in the coffers of the student loan program. I mean, we're going to tell people, well, you don't have to pay back your loans, but the people in the future have to pay back their loans.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
Under today's hot.
Why
today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, I'm trying to give you another 90 seconds of the collapse of the small family farm. And here it is. So, to recap, hay used to sell for $30 to $35 for a round bale. Now, that's last year. Last year. So now it's between $70 for second-rate, barely edible hay to $150 for top-quality hay. So let's round, or let's take an average, and we'll say $100 a bale. If you can get hay around here for $100 a bale, you're doing for good quality hay, you've struck the lottery. Okay, so $100 a bale. Let's say 900 pounds to 1,000 pounds of weight in that bale. A cow eats 30 pounds of hay a day. Average cow. That means one bale will last 30 days, 1 month. Right? That means it costs $100 a month to feed a cow in the current conditions. At least. That doesn't assume that you're going to pick up that hay, which costs about $8 in diesel fuel to go get the hay, assuming an average distance to go get the hay. Because shipping is $4 a loaded mile, or $4 a mile. So you're going to feed that cow for about 8 months of the year. That means it costs $800 to feed a cow hay in current conditions, current market. Now, if you sold that cow for $1 a pound, you would get $800 minus the selling fees, the auction fees, the vet expenses, this, you know, all that. You're going to get less than $800. But it costs you $800 to feed the cow. If you got 50 cents a pound for a lean cow, you would sell that cow for $400 less expenses. That means just rough arithmetic. A farmer would lose $400 for every cow he raised. If a farmer had 100 cows, that means the farmer would lose $40,000 a year. Now, in the real world, a person would have to make over $100,000 at a job and pay state and local, county and federal taxes, income taxes, sales taxes, and all that. You'd have to make $100,000 at least to net $40,000. That farmer, there is no farmer that earns $100,000 a year. There's no farmer that nets $40,000 a year. Our farm, for the last several years, has netted zero. No money. None. I'm telling you that you are going to see the collapse of the small family farm. And here's what else that means. Does that affect you? You're going to starve. You're going to starve. Because we're not going to be around to feed you. All brought to you by these buffoons in Washington. They've engineered the climate. They've destroyed the climate. They've destroyed fuel. They've destroyed diesel engines. They have put in rules and regulations that don't let farmers farm. We've got the government crawling down our back. We've got the U.S. Census. We've got the agricultural census. They want to know how many chickens, horses, cows, how many horsepower, how many tractors, how many Mexicans, how many Chinese, how many... They want to know any ages. They want to know who makes the decisions. They want to know how many you have. They want to know how many you're going to have. They want to know how many chimneys you have. They want to know how many tractors you have. They want to know how many acres you have. They want to know how much money you make. They want to know everything about you. There's a new term that I'm going to teach you today, and I doubt any of you have heard it. It's called herd disbursement. Herd disbursement. It's going on right now. Herd disbursement is when a farm absolutely can't feed or can't water their cows, and they say, I give up. I can't do it. The elements are such that I can't do it. We can't do it anymore. Force majeure. It's over. Herd disbursement. There are two auctions going on right now, right here in our neck of the woods. Herd disbursement. All the cows on a farm are being sold right now. And we live in the middle of nowhere. Nobody lives here. And there's two of them going on. And they're going on every single day. Herd disbursements. That means all the cows, every single one, bar none, gets sold at auction. And how much do you think they're going to bring? When a farmer can't feed and can't water those cows. They get leaner, leaner, leaner. The farmer is praying for rain. It's all he needs is rain. And we're not getting much. So they sell. Now what? Now what does that farmer do? There are no options. Is he going to work at the supermarket? Is he going to work at the factory? Those jobs are illusionary. Clinton et al. Have thrown those jobs overboard to China, Mexico, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, Vietnam, Malaysia, Taiwan, Hong Kong. That's where the jobs are. So if you want one, you're going to have to move there. There are no jobs that will pay the bills. And then we have the class warfare. We have color against color. We have the wealthy against everybody. We have a free-for-all in government, blaming each other. They're all corrupt. We've all been sold out. There's no fixing it. There's no pulling out of this. We're done. All except for the shooting and the shouting and the blood. That's the truth. It cannot be fixed. Gwyneth told you about the hunger stones. It's happened before. This time, it's with beef, it's with the farms. This morning, before class, we were on the phone. I've been working on a hay wagon. If you've ever been on a hay ride, that's what I'm talking about, that kind of a wagon. They were designed about over 100 years ago. They've evolved a little bit, just a little bit, but basically they're the same. They used to have wooden wheels, then they went to steel-spoked wheels with no rubber tires, just steel. Then to steel wheels with rubber tires. That's what we have, built in 1940. And I've been restoring that for our campground so we can put water totes on it, those IBC cubes that Gwyneth and I talk about. So we can bring them out to the campground so there's well water for washing. A couple of the wheels need to be replaced. A wheel that used to be $35 is now $160. 2 years ago it was $35. Now it's $160 for a steel wheel. If you can get it, and there's not one single wheel available in the United States that's not at the factory, which really means they have to make it. And the factory is not here. It's in India. We don't make wheels. It'll take several weeks for us to get wheels. So what we're going to do is we're going to weld up the wheels that we have and rebuild them. Tell me somebody who else who rebuilds wheels on the farm. Tell me one other person who actually is going to fill in the holes of a wheel and rebuild it and sand it and finish it and paint it so it doesn't leak. Tell me one other person. That's because we can't get the wheels. That's how bad things are. And tires, the same thing. We don't make them. The Chinese have bought all the rubber that's available. And when they mix rubber compounds, they do a second-rate job and they produce second-rate tires. And the ozone loves Chinese tires and Chinese rubber products. It's not even second rate. It's last rate. That's how bad it is. And you know what? It just frosts me that people don't believe us. They have to wait for someone who doesn't know anything about it to tell you what's really happening. And what are they? They're readers. They read these things, and then they regurgitate them, or they repackage them. We at USA Prepares are at ground zero. I'm frustrated. I'm frosted. We are surrounded by incompetence everywhere. We're surrounded by the generally dumb public who are in our way every step of the way. They're in our way because they haven't mobilized. They haven't said, you know, prices are going up. I think something's wrong. They listen to the buffoon, the stumblebum, who says everything's okay. He's making war. He's making war with our two largest adversaries. It's the dumbest thing you can think of. There's nothing more stupid than making war with China and Russia. You know, it's just a few people that make problems for everybody. Adolf Schickelgruber was one of them. That's his mother's maiden name, Schickelgruber. He was one of them. He set the world on fire. One guy. And it's happened over and over and over. There's just one guy here that... Vladimir. He's setting his neck of the woods on fire. Does it make any sense at all?
Makes no sense.
God, please continue.
Vladimir Putin and Vladimir Zelensky. Both of them. There's two Vladimirs. And they're both setting the world on fire. Both of them. And it's going to end up, make absolutely no mistake, this is going to end up in Armageddon, literal battle of Armageddon. Okay? That when, you know, Vladimir Putin has just about done with defeating the Ukraine, he's just about cut off the Ukrainians from the sea, and from that point on, they will be surrounded. And he will cut off the food, and he will cut off the water, and he will starve them. He's a very brutal man. He used to run the East German Stasi. He's a brutal man.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9222. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, that last delivery from me, I believe that is what some of you have been thinking, but maybe didn't want to say. Gwyneth, we've got two calls on the line. Very quickly, I'd really like to hear your comments about what I said about the family farm, the destruction of the family farm, and how it impacts everybody. And people don't get it. They don't get it.
There's a really, really ancient saying. It's an ancient British saying. And it says, even the king himself is fed from the farmer's field. And people forget that. People forget that everybody is fed from the farmer's field. And if the farmers go down the drain, then nobody's going to eat unless they can raise their own food. And I mean, the wild animals will soon be hunted out because we don't have the wisdom to manage the hunting anymore, and we don't have, we've got too much of a population to live by just hunting wild creatures these days. You know, when humans were living like that, the world had a much lower population. We can't do it these days.
Gwyneth, do you take exception with anything that I've said, or do you agree with me?
No, I agree with it. And actually, this time it's going to be worse, because in previous eras, the farmland would go broke, and the farmers would go away, and the land would get a chance to rest, and then later on, it would get bought for a low price and get put back into production. But these days, the farms are getting bought up by a company called BlackRock, and they're not putting the farms back into production. They're locking them up for carbon credits, or they're turning them into factory farms, and, you know, or to have some sort of weird lab-grown meat facilities on them or something like that. This is what is happening to the land now. So, and that's why, despite all of this, the price of rural land is not going down. It's going through the roof because you've got a couple of different companies, but they are all owned by the same people, and BlackRock is one of them. The other one, I just forget its name at the moment. But they are competing within themselves, although they're all owned by the same people, to buy up the land in a fake bidding war. Okay, which means that this guy is bidding, and then the other guy bids higher, and then the first guy bids even higher. But in reality, they're all owned by the same people. And that's why, although nobody can afford the houses, nobody can afford the mortgages, nobody can afford to make a living on the farm, you pay the sun, the moon, and the stars for farmland. And this has never happened before in the history of the world. And it's all because of BlackRock. They're buying up the farms, they're pulling them out of the production, and they've got no intention of ever putting them back into production. And they will only ever be farmed again when BlackRock is no more, which will happen. But until then, it's going to be really hard. And if you've got farmland, it doesn't matter if you can't make anything on it. You should not sell it. You should keep it, and you should try and raise what food you can for yourself on it. And you should definitely not sell it to any big conglomerate, because for sure that conglomerate is going to be owned somehow or other by BlackRock. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I've talked about this with our family and with some instructors off privately, meaning on a telephone. And what we've talked about is, in the future, I see a really good day is one where you have a real meal, you know, something to eat, rather than stone soup, where you put stones in a pot and maybe a few leaves of vegetables. That's stone soup. Greg, welcome.
Thank you, Vincent. I everything you said is completely 100% true. I just wanted to put an exclamation point on that. Something happened to me yesterday. I went to a truck shop, and I saw a computer laying there, and I said, "Oh, these are becoming rare, aren't they?" He said, "The only reason you can see that is because it's a bad computer." And there's another subject I'd like to talk about. I hear the music coming on.
Yeah. Okay, so Greg, hold that thought. And Sherry in Arkansas, you want to talk about cattle? Please stay with us. It'll take us maybe 10 minutes, but I'd love to hear what you have to say as well, Sherry. So you want to talk about cows, subject that's near and dear to my heart. I just love the cows, and it's getting tough. Class, we are not kidding. Everything that we're telling you is absolutely, positively true. We are USA Preparers. We are at ground zero. We know what's happening, and we're trying to ring the alarm as wide and as loud as we can. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.